While Moses was in the mountain alone with God, a strange and wicked thing was done in the camp on the plain. At first, the people were alarmed when they saw the mountain smoking and heard the thunder. But soon they grew accustomed to it, and when day after day passed and still Moses did not come down, they said to Aaron, "Make us gods that we may follow. As for Moses, the man who brought us out of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron was not a man of strong will as Moses was. When his brother Moses was not by his side, Aaron was weak and ready to yield to the wishes of the people. Aaron said, "Take off the gold earrings that are in your ears and in the ears of your wives and children, and bring them to me." Then the people brought their gold to Aaron, and Aaron melted the gold jewelry into one mass and shaped it with a graving tool into the form of a calf, and this he brought out and stood up before the people. Then they all cried out, "This is your gods, O Israel, that brought you out of the land of Egypt." And Aaron built an altar before the image, and he said to all the people, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord." Perhaps Aaron thought that if the people could have before them an image that they could see, they might still be kept to the worship of the Lord God. But if he thought such a thing, he was certainly mistaken. The people came to the feast and offered sacrifices, and then they began to dance around the altar and to do wicked deeds together. Maybe they had seen the people of Egypt doing that before their idols. And all this time the mountain was smoking and flashing with fire almost over their heads. And the Lord up in the mountain spoke to Moses and said, "Hasten and get down to the camp, for your people have done very wickedly. They have made for themselves an idol, and they are worshiping it now. I am angry with them, and am ready to destroy them all, and to make of your children a great nation." And Moses pleaded with the Lord for Israel, and God did not destroy the people, but he sent Moses down to them, holding in his hands the two stone tablets on which God had written the Ten Commandments. As Moses went down the mountain, Joshua joined him and said, "I can hear noise of war in the camp." Moses replied, "It is not the sound of men who are shouting for victory, nor the cry of those who are beaten in battle. It is the voice of singing." And in a little while they saw the golden calf, and around it the people danced.